This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere. Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Okay, so here's what's going on. I'm replacing that flapper thing in the toilet tank. And, I'm halfway through the job. I'm waiting for something to set, I guess. Silicone was used. Do I sound like I know what I'm doing? Of course I don't. Well, anyway, I'm midway through the job, and I have to wait a period of time before I can go on with the next step. So here I am making this, you know? I don't waste time. So anyway, if it goes poorly, you'll hear about it. If it goes well, I will triumphantly pump my fist on one of the upcoming editions of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Anyway, the Lost Zane Recordings is now. And if you've heard me do this spiel before, or if you're already a member on Patreon, skip ahead. No big deal. Jump ahead. Get out of here. But for those of you who haven't heard my spiel, this is part of the 15 plus hours of content that I put behind the paywall. All right. PATREON, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Throw $5 a month at me and you'll get all of my audio. And there's a lot of it. $10 a month, all of the audio, all of the video, the live streams. You join me with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It's awesome. There's a lot going on, man. PATREON, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's how a schlep like me can do this for a living, by begging you for money and then hoping that you don't see through my ruse. Okay, enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings from October 20... Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't move. October 27th, 2016. Radio show 107.3 WBBL. Enjoy.
And good morning. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show, show number 138. It's Thursday. Nice to have you along. Weather left just a little leftover garbage from yesterday, where it rained literally all day long. We kind of knew that. Today, a high of 48. And again, a kind of a gray day. I don't think we'll see rain like we had. That's not just ugly. It's 38 outside right now. Feels like 31. Winter is coming. For Friday, a high of 58, clearing out some sun. Saturday, not bad, and a high of like 66. Good morning, Julius.
Good morning.
Tyler Doan is here on the phones.
It is crappy out.
It is 800-785-1073. Our phones brought to you by Alan Bob's. Email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. oj@ericzaneshow.com. Emails brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. So the Halloween party is this weekend at the Bob. Cumulus is a big part of that. We've had to help all the decorations. They start decorating for that thing like 2.5 weeks before the actual party. It's a massive undertaking.
They do that around Labor Day, right?
Yeah, it seems like it. I wonder whatever happened with the little, with the armless little boy mannequin that I was in charge of making a creepy face on, but they gave me actual human face paint.
Yeah, there's so many creeps in West Michigan right now. Someone probably has it in their basement or something.
Yes, yes. Help wanted, Allegan Fire Chief. More on that later. alleged creep.
I don't think the face paint would have even have dried by now because, you know, it's not intended for plastic. It's intended for, you know, humans. I'm going to be at the Halloween party with my wife. Now,
what are you dressing up as?
I'm going to find out today. I'm going to the costume place that Charlie has hooked us up with and going to see what they have to offer. I hope it isn't like, you know, everybody's
got bare bones at this point.
Yes, everybody's gotten their costume. All that's left is a witch nose. Don't need that. some white face paint. I was thinking maybe Count Chocula, the serial vampire. But then I'd have to dye my hair. Are you familiar with...
You could be Count Chocula's father or grandfather.
Could do that. That's possible.
You could just go as Dracula.
But then
Dracula's dad.
I've done Dracula before. But it was when my hair was dark. I could maybe pull off, if you're a Star Wars fanny, Count Dooku with this hair. And he's not a vampire, but he's ugly and has gray hair. And, Sith Lord. So, is he Sith Lord? He's definitely...
Yes, he was a Sith.
So, maybe that. But I don't think enough people know who that is. I don't want to be the guy to walk around and they go, what are you? Oh, I'm Count Dooku. Or, oh, I'm Count Chocula. You got to know. In order to win a costume contest, which I don't plan on winning it, but in order to at least to be looked at as a solid costume, you don't want people to say, what are you?
I don't quite think you're eligible anyway. So
No. But I did want a costume that was good enough that people would know what it is.
Yeah, man, I wish I could vote for you because I would vote for you for sure. That's what you want to hear.
Did you, I don't know if you saw the picture on social media of Matthew Stafford, and I don't know who the lady was. Is he married? I don't even know.
Yeah. Kelly Stafford.
They went as, if you've ever seen the film Sandlot, Benny the Jet Rodriguez, and she was Squints. Not a bad costume.
No.
But I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, I got to go and get a costume. No idea what I'm going to be. And at first, I didn't really want to go, frankly, because Saturday night, and Saturday's busy for me. We got a 5K on Saturday. In fact, a friend of mine who's running the 5K, it's a charity event, is going to be in a little later on at about 8:05 to talk about that. And then so it goes, and that race starts at 10. And then the Michigan State game at Celebration North starts at noon. So it's like, do that race. Help MC it beforehand, and then I got to get out of there, go get changed, go to the go to Celebration North,
right,
and do that deal, and then my wife's like, oh, we got to go out to eat with the friends.
What?
And I go, what? Wait, no, I told you, I have to be at the Halloween party.
You don't have to go to the Halloween.
No,
party.
I do.
Oh my God.
Because I actually committed, and then I started like, I don't want to go.
Committed.
I said I would go. That was my level of a commitment. I said to the boss, Jack, and I says, hey, you know, we need a representative from BBL. I go, I'll go. Yeah. It's like 2 weeks ago. And now I'm like, oh God, I'm just gonna go to sleep. And I go, hey, do I have to go? Yes. You said yes. You have to go. I go, all right, I'll go. Settle down. Are you going? No. He's not going.
Who's not going?
Jackanette.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it'd be right up his alley. Halloween party. I can see him dress up. I don't know what, but
he strikes me as the type of guy because he's, you know, he walks around here. He's always worried all the time, first of all. Everything's always a big deal. I would expect him to be the type of guy to, on the weekend, he just loses his mind and just freaks out and doesn't, you know.
Drinks Jack.
Yes, he's drinking. He's drinking.
Listening to George Thorogood.
Drinking Red Bull and vodka. And all night just partying. No, I can't be there. I go, well, what? So I'm going to be there. And, you know, thank God my wife is going. I don't drink. Halloween's a big party night. Nah. So I'm like, okay. And that's so like, hey, how long do I got to go? How long do I got to be there?
Halloween's so overrated.
And he's like, well, and I'm like, well, I know that the costume contest, it's a big prize. If you do it up, you could win $1,000 in a 7-night stay at a terrific hotel in Colorado.
Yeah, we gave tickets away for that.
Yes. So there's that. And it's like, well, we might have you like announce the costume. I was like, oh, that sounds like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
There is no way. And then Sunday, I got to go see my mom. We got to have a reunion since my brother Paul and I are now, since the war is over, we wanted to get together.
So that's the plan. Man, I don't know. I'm busier during the week than I am during the week.
Party ends at 2 a.m.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way I can do that. I mean, I'm gonna go. I'm going to represent. I'm going to do what I can. But,
winner announced at 10:30.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible.
I can swing that. I can be in bed at 11.
All right, the winner is Jim Johnson. All right, good night, everybody.
See you later. What about the second prize winner? Forget it.
Doesn't matter.
You do it. Marcus, you do it. So, I know Gravy Baby Hands will be there. Probably Rachel. I don't know. I can't speak for her. I know Gravy.
Rachel's going to be there.
Yeah.
Trying to get us to go.
Oh, that's right.
I'm on the list.
He did say that. Jackanet said Julius and Laura are on the list. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going. It gives you an option, yes?
That's how I viewed it, yes.
You don't have a costume.
He called me yesterday in a huff.
Jackanet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how else does he call anybody? Oh, always in a huff.
It's always like this. Hey. Hello? Look. And then he loves the pause. It's like, are you thinking of words? Look. Yeah, Dave?
Hey, Dave, you still there?
You want to go out to lunch? And it's like, you're freaking me out when you talk like that. You can't. The dramatic pause makes... I'm waiting for bad news. I am so gun-shy and expecting bad news. You can't toy with my brain like that.
He's like, are you going to the Halloween party? I was like, thinking about it. You know, I'll talk to Laura about it. He's like, Marcus is getting names. He needs names. You just want me to put you down? I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Put everybody down.
Well, he took,
if that's what it is.
He took that info and but Julius is on the list.
Oh.
Julius and Laura are on the list.
Oh, good.
I go, okay. So at some point, if you do this, so that means like you can't be committed at all because that means you'll have to go and get a costume.
No, I'm not wearing a damn costume if I'm going.
You're just going to walk in wearing your street clothes, wearing like what you're wearing now?
Yeah. Maybe a hat or something.
You can't go to a Halloween costume party dressed as nothing.
Yeah, sure I can. I'm going to do it. At most, if Michigan wins, then maybe I'll dress up as Jim Harbaugh. At the most. That's literally putting on a pair of khakis and a blue sweater and my hat.
You have a Harbaugh outfit? Or would you go buy a pair of khakis?
Probably just go buy a pair of khakis. Bearman, that's the most I'm willing to do.
Would you stuff a clipboard in your belt?
Sure.
I don't know if he does that. I don't know if he does that.
No, he doesn't. Nobody stuffs a clipboard in their pants.
You know, PJ Fleck wears a tie on the sidelines. Have you ever noticed that?
I did, yeah.
Tie, dress shirt, and then the Western Michigan pullover.
Mm-hmm. It's a good look.
It is a good look. You don't see that often.
Oh, it's going to look really good when he's wearing Houston colors next year.
Is that okay?
I guess.
You know, there was a story I saw that the president of the school or the athletic director, is a lady. I think it's the athletic director. There is a theory that they are looking to rework the deal. Now, he's already the highest paid coach in the MAC at about $800,000 a year. So great amount of coin. And I don't know what Harbaugh makes a year. $4 million? $4.5 million?
They actually just released that. I think I saw $9 million.
Highest paid coach in the land. What do you think is the highest that they could, come up with for
Fleck?
$2 million?
Western?
Yeah.
1.5.
I think it's about right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would make him happy.
Oh, yeah.
And keep him around.
I'd be happy as hell. But I think he has higher ambitions.
There's a risk. I mean, not like he's not a risk taker. I mean, the guy's in a position that he's in, being a big-time commodity because he's taking tons of risks.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, he's invested a lot of energy and emotion into that program. I would be sad to see it go.
They could fill it with somebody else. Not quite as energetic as PJ Fleck.
And the amount of money he'd make would probably say, well, I'm going to row the boat to Houston. Yeah, the waterways are looking good.
A row over desert. He'll make a lot of money in Houston.
So we'll see about that.
That's just my opinion.
So last night, the World Series, and the Cubs tied it up. They were hitting the ball, and there's a lot of talk because Jake Arrieta, the pitcher for the Cubs, he started out, I mean, both those pitchers were didn't start out that well.
No, I think maybe the weather may have gotten to them. I know it wasn't, like, ended up not raining. They did move it up an hour. Pitchers are fragile.
And then, but then Jake Arrieta got dialed in, and he didn't even give up a hit till the sixth inning. And it's funny because my wife says to me, the TV's off. She goes, oh, we better turn that thing. Because we watched it, and then we went up to bed. Mm-hmm. And then she said, oh, turn that back on, Arrieta. It's got a no-no going. I go, what, really? I go, how do you know this? She goes, it's posted on Bleacher Report. I go, who is the a-hole that's posting that? You're not supposed to do that.
Jinxes.
Well, I turn it on. And as soon as they posted the graphic, you know how in the corner they got the box with all the score? It says no hitter. they put no hitter on. And the next guy up to bat gets a hit. It doesn't really matter, but it's just, that's just enough to put these Cubs fans over the edge. They already think a goat has kept them from the World Series.
That's true. They are illogical, so I could see them thinking that Fox has it out for them.
Now, there's no way he would have finished the game. If he had a no-hitter going in past the sixth, into the seventh inning, they probably would have yanked him.
I don't know. I don't know how. It depends how he was going.
Because they need that guy. He's a stud. Yeah. And if they let him go, because he already had a lot of pitches. And they've got Chapman. They would have brought him in to finish out the game. There's no way they would have let him finish. So relax, Cubs fans. But this is from last night.
Ground ball to short. Addison Russell. The Cubs have evened the series. A 5-1 win in a 4-hour, 4-minute game. And the Cubs beat the Indians.
Boy, he throws in and it's a 4-hour game. God, that's a long time.
What time did it end up actually starting? What time was first pitch?
7:05.
7:05 was first pitch. So what is that? 11:09.
Somewhere around there,
yeah. Oh,
that's a long time.
You guys stayed up for that?
No, I didn't stay up for that.
No, not you, but like people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
You know,
Chicago's going to be crazy on Friday.
The opener was the highest rated World Series in 7 years.
Because there's a lot of bandwagon Cubs fans, I've noticed. All of a sudden, all these people are Cubs fans.
Well, I watched, and I wouldn't have watched any other series. And the only reason why I watched is because I'm interested in the angle of these two teams with this incredible dry spell. And I kind of want the Cubs to win more just because their dry spell has been longer. And I'm not a fan of the Indians like you.
No.
But so there you go. In the next segment, America's creepiest celebrities. It's a list that just came down. Most of them fit pretty well. Some of them are probably like, what the hell? What did I do? And that could mean like just the way they are with women, just kind of like old man creep.
Like Hugh Hefner?
Creepy things. I guess he would fit into that. I don't think he's on the list, but there are lots of creeps out there. And we'll talk about that coming up next. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view is done. If you want the full show from this day, and you can see in the show notes all the things we talked about on October 27, 2016, then you'll have to get the full show on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you for the time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.